I think people are really hungry to vote for someone as opposed to the lesser of two evils. One of the issues I have right now is why throw away my vote? You know, I don't think it's throwing away your vote, voting for the person that you most believe in. I think throwing away your vote is voting for somebody that you don't really believe in.
And Gary Johnson wants you to believe in him. Although he started his run for the White House as a Republican, he says he's in it to win the race as a Libertarian and doesn't intend on splitting votes to help his mainstream rivals, President Obama and Mitt Romney. He says he's always felt in tune with the Libertarian Party, taking the best from Republicans and Democrats to form his own platform.
I think the majority of Americans are Libertarian. They just don't know it. Fiscally responsible and socially accepting.
An entrepreneur his whole life, he went from businessman to governor of the state of New Mexico in 1995. He became controversial for vetoing hundreds of bills during his 8 years in office.
And it made a difference when it came to laws that, if passed, in my opinion, were just going to add time and money for you and I to have to comply with those laws. Wasn't going to make us any safer, wasn't going to make us any healthier. It was just going to add time and money, so why do it?
Because of that, he says he was welcomed back for a second term by an even larger margin than his first run.
And I will point out, the state's 2-1 Democrat. I should have been ridden out on a rail.
Still even more controversial are his views on the war on drugs, believing that marijuana should be legalized. He doesn't support the Patriot Act to gather intelligence on suspected terrorists. And on gay rights,
I'm the only candidate talking about marriage equality from the standpoint of it being a constitutionally guaranteed right, on par with civil rights of the 60s. I'm going to argue that I have the resume to suggest that I can do the job, and I might actually do a really good job at the job.
He's also taking his own direction on immigration.
Let's make it as easy as possible for someone that wants to come into this country and work to get a work visa. Not a green card, not citizenship, but a work visa that would entail a background check and a Social Security card so that applicable taxes get paid.
That's if taxes under his plan are still around. Johnson says he wants to enact one federal consumption tax called the Fair Tax. He says it eliminates income tax, tax withholdings from payroll checks, and gets rid of the Internal Revenue Service.
I think that really reboots the American economy. That's the answer to American jobs. I think manufacturing jobs will flock back to the United States given a zero corporate tax rate environment. Imagine life without having to deal with the IRS. These are big differences from these other two guys.
Johnson is rugged and plain, the type of candidate who doesn't seem like he's used to frills. Reminiscent in looks to Harrison Ford, he doesn't come with bodyguards or a crowd of cameras documenting his every move. He says he feels like the everyman who puts issues over politics to do right by others. Johnson says he will be on the ballot in all 50 states once he finishes submitting the signatures required in a process called ballot access. He's running to become a voice for freedom and liberty that he says is burgeoning.
People that vote their conscience. That's how you change things. Vote for the person that you most agree with.
He's chosen former Superior Court judge and federal prosecutor Jim Gray as his running mate. In downtown San Antonio, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.